dozens of times where the editor, Ravina Rav Ashi, quote various brises, and when it was learned, when these brises were learned in the times of the Amoraim, some were rejected. Mishabeshkahi. It's a mistake. I can show you the off the top of my head. You know the halacha in psachim, arve psachim samuch lemincha, arve psachim a little before mincha, samuch, lo yochal adam. Don't go ahead and eat so that when it comes to the Seder, there are a couple of brises right after that, trying to define how much samuch is samuch lemincha, approximately mincha time. One brisa says it's 9 hours, the other brisa says it's 9.5 hours. And in one of the brises, the Amoraim learned it. As a matter of fact, in every base medrash in the Amoraim, there was an expert who learned Baal Peh certain prices. And they used to call him a Tana, but he wasn't a Tana, he was an Amora, an expert in the literature of the Tanoim, of the prices. And he gets up and he learns this Brysa, and they reject it. 9.5 hours? No way. Rejected. Mishabesh, it's a mistake.
But did Gemara say that?
Oh, right on the spot.
Okay, but I don't.
Oh, so you say in this case the Gemara doesn't say it? All right, so I hear you say. I hear what you say. If that's the case, on what basis then? What I have to do for you is try to show you the process on what basis the Gaonim did go ahead and kind of reject, overturn one and accept the other.
Okay, but it would seem that if Rav Ashi Ravina didn't mamish reject it, there's something to learn from it.
The same thing that you learn from Rabbi Yehuda Anossi when he quoted of machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. If the halacha is not like Beis Shammai, why quote Beis Shammai every time?
So you don't come up and ask the question.
So that you, in the mere fact that you indicate the machlokas between Hillel and Shammai, then you know that you have to arrive at a conclusion and you know what to reject.
That's right.
And this is the same thing here. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, hold on. If Amoraim were truly rejecting the Brisim Sofim, then it should have said Mishabesh Lahi. Therefore Rabbeinu Tam goes off and says, I'm sorry, I have to reconcile both Gemaras. Nonetheless, there's a way of the Gaonim looking at it. If you know the Gaonim station in life, in terms of the development, they were the spiritual heirs of the Amoraim, and if Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were focusing their attention on Shabbos, that's the Yikr.
Is there anybody during the era of the Gaonim who holds like Rabbeinu Tam? Or did he come out of the blue on
Rav Haigon?
One of
the, yes, one of the greatest, no question about it. Rav Haigon, seemingly,
he's right after Sadia. He's
Rav Haigon seemingly reconciles the thing also. Reconciles the two divides. And you understand, we are dealing here with how do you view two texts? I mean, this is Lahavdil Aleph Alfei Havdalos, truly literary analysis. This is the halachic process. Do we reject one text, or we try to reconcile?
Had none of the Gaonim held the way Rabbeinu Tam held, would his shita have any standing?
Without question. You know why? Because Rabbeinu Tam's shita has validity without anyone before him. That's
right.
That's Rabbeinu Tam.
He was the.
But
the,
he was a giant, but he was only a rishon.
That's Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay.
What do you mean only a rishon?
Gaonim was slightly before him.
Okay, he's not. He wasn't one of the Gaonim.
Oh.
Okay. He wasn't one of the Tanoim. He wasn't one of the Amoraim.
I'm not going to let you get away with thinking that the Gaonim have an edge on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was not the only one who was born 200 or 400 or 500 years behind the times. The Rambam was the same way. Rambam should have lived in the times of the Gaonim, at least at the beginning of the Gaonim. Rambam could have been an Amora, maybe. And so too the Vilna Gaon. Way behind his times. Should have been in the times of the Rambam. The Rogachev, Rabbi Yosef Rosen, the same thing. It happens all the time. I'm not going to let you, you can't lay a glove on Rabbi Yosef.
No,
sorry. He is an independent thinker. He is a comprehensive thinker.
Oh, is there?
Crazy about it.
Hear my question.
Do it. Come
no,
on.
No, you can answer it for it.
All right. Go ahead. Let's go on. Now, just a private conversation for 1 second, but I won't leave you guys out. The next time we meet, the Mi'atz Hashem, we'll learn it from the text. Now do you see where the Vilna Gaon comes from? How does the Vilna Gaon pass? Like Rebbe Natan? Yeah. Or like the Gaon? Okay. You see why I led him with his question? The Vilna Gaon would substantiate, when we'll learn the Vilna Gaon in our next section in Mi'atz Hashem, the Vilna Gaon will substantiate his line of reasoning. That after all is said and done, if I have to opt between Rabbi Natan, who may have been 150, 200 years after the Gaonim, okay, and the Gaonim, who do I take first?
Gaonim.
He'll opt for the Gaonim. The Vilna Gaon will opt for the Gaonim. How that happens, we'll soon see. You see. So your thinking is entirely healthy. You're in good company, man. It's seemingly, this is the sheep of the Vilna Gaon. Okay? I don't know if he arrives at that conclusion the way you analyzed it. He's not around, but he arrives, he passes like the Yami. Okay? And once again, the private conversation, so that I'm not seen crass, the private conversation that we had is, how do we determine the earliest time for Ma'ariv during the week? The earliest time for Ma'ariv, so as not to impose on the tzibur sitting like Friday night. Okay?
And it is
any time. If that's what it comes to, boom. I'm first online. The only thing is that here is what are we talking about? 3/4 of a meal? How much did we work it out to be?
18 minutes.
18 minutes was 15 minutes, right? A meal was, if we hold a meal to be 18 minutes, then 3/4 of a meal is 15 minutes after Shkia, is Tseis HaKochovim, meaning Laila, which means that you can go ahead and daven Ma'ariv, which means it's Man Kriya Shema time, which means it's Svira time, according to whom? According to the Gaonim.
And it's not...
God, don't strike me down if I put this...
And it's not Yisroel. It's no Skila, it's no...
Thank you, you just... You see? And this we don't talk about too loudly. But the same way that we have the Rabbeinu Tam, this whole 58 minutes of Yom, okay, where on Friday there can be Malacha done after Shkia, and according to Rabbeinu Tam there is no Issur Shkia, you just have to be Motzif on Shabbos somewhat, okay? Then on Motzif Shabbos, according to the Gaonim, how many minutes after Shkia can you daven Ma'ariv and say Havdalah and finished?
15 minutes. 17 minutes, whatever.
Did you get that? If the Shitas HaGaonim is that after Shkia, within 3/4 of a meal is Laila, when do you go ahead and when do you daven Ma'ariv on Friday night? On Motzei Shabbos. 15 minutes. 15 minutes after Yadav Ma'ariv, 15 minutes after Shkia, you are already capable of doing Malacha. But we don't talk about it too long. You know why? Because in this fluid topic of up and down, we take the Shita here, and a Shita here, and a Shita here. We are just juxtaposing all the Shitas.
Is it a Malacha?
What you got to remember, what I want you to get, the Ovid Kemar, Ovid, if you follow one, you're in good company. The Ovid Kemar,
But most people don't end Shabbos 15 minutes after Shkia.
No question about it. We have to ask what our minute is. Well, you know, after we plow through the sources, then we're going to have to ask what the minute is. We'll take an Orach HaShulchan, we'll take a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we'll take a Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll decide what the minhag is. Simple. That's two out of the three.
15 minutes after here?
No, after here. Yes, sir.
Isn't this whole period called Shkia?
No, sir. This is only Rabbeinu Tam, not by the Gaonim. What we just learned, according to the Gaonim, is there is only one Shkia, one point in time. That's it. 3/4 of a meal after this Shkia is Laila. Where does this Shita come from?
Is that Shkia like Heref Kayan or just an instant?
No, that was like Rav Nechemya, but it's in that Gemara. It's no. Or that Shkia is a moment.
The Shkia here that you're talking
about? Yeah, but it continues for 18. It continues for 18 minutes.
Okay.
All right? Now, where's this Gemara? This is the Gemara in Shabbos. It is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mm-hmm. As interpreted by the Amora Rabba. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And 3/4 of a meal is the equivalent of about 15 minutes. Simple as that. So the Gaonim completely reject Tzachin as being a valid Brisa.
I can understand then before Rav Chai Gaon. What about after him? Before him, nobody says anything. And just the first Gaon held, of the Gaon held this way, and it went that way all along. All of a sudden, Rav Chai Gaon comes out and says, no, there's a way to resolve the apparent conflict between Shabbos and Pesach. Comes up, Rabbeinu Tam seems very clear, this explanation, how it goes. You know, there's a reason why the two Gemaras all make sense, there's no conflict. So Rav Chai Gaon says, see, we now resolve the two Gemaras. And the Gaonim after him have to answer that.
We are not forced to reconcile the two Gemaras. We're not forced.
But the fact that he can reconcile them like that raises a question. They have to answer the question.
Yeah,
they've got a question placed before them. They have to answer.
Yeah, but you see, I have another problem. If Rabbi Yehuda's authoritative Gemara were truly accepted and authoritative in Psachim, as recorded in Psachim, stick to Psachim for a minute. If that were authoritative, do you think Ula would have gotten himself into a scrap to give a different cheshbon than Rabbi Yehuda? Remember, it was Ula's was 5, 30 and 5, and Rabbi Yehuda was 4,
32
and 4. If that were truly authoritative, do you think Ula would have got himself into that scrap? Scrap Elama, that Gemara in Psachim is not the authoritative quote from Rabbi Yehuda. Go into Shabbos, and there Ula doesn't disagree at all. Simple as that. That was their answer. That was the other Gaonim's answer. Nonetheless, Rav Chai, who was of the same halachic fabric of a Rabbeinu Tama, all inclusive. Fellow who tried to reconcile all the shittas into one and give system and order to it, seemingly went in the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam says it most clearly. His terminology is defined with a first shkia and a second shkia, meaning the beginning of the shkia and the end of the shkia. The beginning shkia is where the goof, the body of the sun, is eliminated from the horizon, but yet there is a refraction of light.
There's light.
That's it. He is the first one to formulate it in such precise terminology. So this is a sheep of the Gaon. Okay? Let's go further. And the part that I am skipping is nothing more than a list on Mem Hei. Nothing more than a list of all the people who agreed with the Gaonim. And if you'll see on Mem Hei, the first line, you see Mem Hei, the first line, it starts with the words Baal Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Baal Shulchan Aruch Harab. If you can go back just two words to the bottom, Ulashita Zu, go back two lines. Okay? Rav Shrira Gaon, Rabbeinu Nisim,
Gaon.
V'harav Rav Avrom ben Harambam held this way. U'leshita zu hiskimu gam. The next page, Baal Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's the Baal HaTanya. B'siduro in his siddur. V'hagro and the Vilna Gaon, which in Mirtz Hashem I hope to learn the next time. And v'hashach b'yoredeya. The next line, v'hashach b'yoredeya, etc., etc., etc. All the way through. Okay, so you're in good. All right. Now, a couple of more moments. Let's take an Aruch HaShulchan. I did not eliminate the third sheet of the Sefer Yoreim. Okay? I will give him his equal time. But before we go on to the Sefer Yerayim, let's take an Aruch HaShulchan. You want to open up the Aruch HaShulchan? Is it that smell that's doing it?
No.
I wish I could believe
it. The residue of bad corn.
The part of the Aruch HaShulchan that you have, please look for page 65. It's Reish Samach Aleph. Lahalacha, this can be open because they are not. They're just. It's glue that's stuck from.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's all it is from the binding.
So yeah,
but the pages. No, no, because the pages are not. You know, you're not cutting them.
What will be the problem cutting the page?
Huh? No, opening the page.
The old days.
Okay.
You had to cut books open.
What was the problem?
Oh, on Shabbos you couldn't cut it open.
Oh.
But this is.
Are you sure? Like right now it's been open.
Okay. Bottom of page 65. Reish Samach Aleph. Tanya, we learned in Mechilta, which is the equivalent of a Braisa. Pasuk says in the Aseret HaDibur, Zochar v'Shomer. We learn in the Mechilta, Zochar milafanov, remember Shabbos before it comes. V'Shomer. And observe Shabbos me'acharov, after it is gone. Mikan, from this, Zochor v'Shomer, we learn the din of what? Mikan amru, mosifim mikodesh alchol. Here is where you have the din, the ikar of the din, of adding michol al kodesh. Moshol lize'ev, if you wanted a moshol, think about a fox, shehu toref milafonov, who goes ahead and praise in ahead of him, umila acharov, and even what's in back of him. Ad kan lishono. Up until now is the quote of the Mechilta. V'hochei perusha, and this is what it means. The derech hazaev, the way of the fox, she'eno horeg habehema be'emza haguf. He doesn't pray in the middle of the body of whom he is praying on. Ela umila faneho, either he grabs it at the front, Bitsavara, at its neck in the jugular, Omila Achareha, or in its hind quarter. Kashem Shahzaev Horei Kol Haguf, just the way the Zaev kills the entire body of its prey, Bitorfo Milafoneo, Omi Achareha, Kimochain, the same way, Imlo Yosif Mekodesh Alchol, if you refuse to add before and after Milafoneo, Ume Achareha, You are nothing more like the Ze'ev killing the very body in the neshama of Shabbos. Hareza kimachal el kol haShabbos. You are doing violence to the nature of Shabbos if you don't add to it. Lefichoch hizhira haTorah hazeh, and that's why the Torah insists on it in the words of Zochor v'Shomer in such a prominent pasuk. And this is the way the Mechilta learns that Tosefes Shabbos is like Minatara, it's straight Minatara.
Yeah, it's a question that comes in Diagram Juju is, according to the Gaonim, if you daven Maariv 15 minutes after Shkia, you're not to serve a Shabbos at that end.
If you daven Maariv 15 minutes after Shkia, according to the Gaonim, give it to me again.
You're not to Sefer Shabbos at the end of Shabbos.
So, wait a minute, you're not to Sefer Shabbos at the end of Shabbos? When is the day over? At Shkia.
Then you have to Sefer Shabbos at the beginning.
Oh, so maybe you have to start before Shkia. Maybe you have to light candles before Shkia.
Maybe you have to walk the shul instead of take the car.
Before Shkia. Got it?
Okay.
There you go. And here's where we're moving, to where we get this business of 18 minutes before Shkia that we have to already bench lift. Or whatever it is. Half an hour. Well, this is where we're moving. And then when we see the Shitas Yerayim, it'll come in entirely clearly. Uchahai Gavna, and similarly, We learned it in Mechilta. Mechilta is a Medrash Halacha. Chai Gavna says the Aruch HaShulchan. Similarly, we find Amrinan the Medrash Rabbah, we find in another Medrash, which is not Halacha. Where the Medrash Rabbah says, Boso V'dom, a human being, Sheino Yodea Lo Itoso V'lo Rega'ov, who cannot be exact with time and with moments. Hu Mosif Mikodesh Alchol. That's why you have to add Mikodesh Alchol. Because we don't have a precise minute. We don't know. You lose your concept of time. And if you don't steal away time from both the beginning of Shabbos and make it Kodesh and the end of Shabbos and retain it as Kodesh, Odom lo yodea bosav adam eino yodea lo itosav lo adam. You're going to mess up Shabbos and do violence 1 minute early or 1 minute late, depending on Friday night to Shabbos, that does violence to the whole concept of Shabbos. And therefore you need a din of Tosefta Shabbos. Go to the next page, page 66. Se'if Gimel. Omnom. However, while we all agree that there has to be Tosefta Shabbos, the etzem zman bein hashemoshos, concerning the zman of bein hashemoshos, that's where we have a problem. Yesh machlokas bein haposkim, because we have to determine what the bein hashemoshos is to know where we come to what, where we come to Tosefer Shabbos. Dichvi hamavor b'gemara. For if we look at what the Gemara says, shom lamedalad, meaning Maseches Shabbos lamedalad. Havizman Bein HaShemoshos, as we all know by now, the time of Bein HaShemoshos is Meshech Hiluch Gimel Riv Emil Achar HaShkia, is the distance in time that it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal after Shkia. V'achakach, after that 3/4 of a meal, Haved Laila. Kifi Shechoshvim Hiluch Mil Yud Ches Chalokim Mishishim B'Sha'ah. And if according to those who maintain that a meal is 18 parts of 60 minutes of the hour, in other words, 18 minutes. Havion gimul chalokim, yud gimul chalokim, v'chatzi. Okay? It would be nothing more than havion gimul chalokim, three parts would be 13, the equivalent of 13 minutes, v'chatzi and a half, 13 and a half minutes. Od amru, big Gemara. Furthermore, in the Gemara of Shabbos, there was another sign of Bein HaShemoshos. You remember this Gemara on the next page. Kol Chol Bechod, one star, is definitely Yom. Shnayim, two stars appear in the heaven, that's Bein HaShemoshos. Shlosha is Laila. And three is night. Velo Kol Chovim Gedolim Hanirim Bayom. We are not talking about gigantic stars that can be seen even during day. Velo Ketanim, and not small ones, Hanirim Balaila, that can only be seen glowing at night. Elo Beinonim, but we are talking about middle-sized stars, Ayin Shom. V'zeh Shon HaRambam, v'perikei v'ilcha Shabbos, din dalit, halacha dalit. The Rambam writes, mi shetishka hachamo, from the time the sun sets, ad sheyiru gimul kochavim beinonim, until three medium-sized stars are seen, hu hazman hanikra bein hashmoshos, v'chol moko, this is bein hashmoshos, in any and every place, because it is Sofik Yom and Sofik Laila, is Donim Bola Achmir. We worry about the Chumers. The Kochavim Elu Lo Gedolim. And these stars are not the big ones. Nothing more than repeating what we learned. Let's go to Hay. Halacha Hay. V'hinei l'shitas HaRambam. V'hinei l'shitas HaRambam, according to the Rambam that we just learned, he repeats a teichef achar hashkia, right after shkia matil ben hashmoshos. And it continues until three stars appear. V'zoi shitas HaRif. The Rif before him said that. V'hagaonim. This is a shitas HaGaonim before him. Omnom, however, as we learned tonight, Rabbi Seinu Balei Atosfos Kasuv B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Shita Acheres Bazeh. We have a different shita in Rabbeinu Tam. And lining up, huh?
Sounds like all the Balak principles.
Well, no, no, no. Okay. Yes, you're right. But we call it Rabbeinu Tam. No. Were there other Balak principles who disagreed with him? Probably not. Alright? Okay? And Velozeh Hiskimu, and agreeing with him, were Gam HaRamban, HaRashba, HaRosh Petanis, the whole list. Ram the so perik base the Shabbos. You know why? Yishum the kashya who the rabbis say nu eila, because the big problem that Bali Tosus had, according to the Aruch HaShulchan here, is the eichav shalomar shashkia ad alayla, sheme ashkia ad alayla lo habi rak gimul b'meal. How is it possible to say that from shkia until nighttime it is only 3/4 of a meal? Okay, some 13 odd minutes, let's say 15 minutes. Lo habi psochim, because in psochim amrinon we say. We've got a Gemara that says Rabbi Huda holds like in Psochim it's 4 meal. And this is what the Gemara in Psochim, as laid down, as we said, right next to the Gemara in Shabbos, caused Rabbeinu Tam, Velochein Perush Rabbeinu Tam, to come up with the scheme Sheshnei Shkiyos. Hey, there are two Shkiyos. Chas Haskolas Hashkia, the beginning of Shkia, Umimenu Yesh Dalid Milin Ala Laila, and from the beginning of Shkia, or Shkia number one, as we said, you go to Laila, Uve Shabbos Mayrinan Mishkia Hashnia, and in the Gemara Shabbos, it's 3/4 of a meal, we're talking about from the second Shkia. Behind Shekva Hachama Mishukas Borakia, that's when the sun has already disappeared from the heaven. Elashadayin Lo Ovra Achare Hakipa, we still have a little more of the light. That's when the second shkia is when it starts to get red, and then from red it becomes gray, and so on. Therefore, to summarize Rabbeinu Tam, from the first shkia, 3 1/4 meal, adayin hu yom, is still yom. And that's what you use with Tosefer Shabbos. And after that 3 1/4 meal, Umeyoz, Maschil Bein Hashmoshos, that's when Bein Hashmoshos starts, the Givon Rivei Mil Acharta, and 3/4 of a meal after that is Havelai. Nothing more than a summary of Rabbeinu Tam again. Okay. Yeshitan Rishonim. And this is the Urayim, which we will come to, but as long as we are here, we can hit the Urayim. Shemipnei Kushya Zu. Amru the shiur gimei rive meal shall be nashmoshos heim kodem ashkia. Because of the resolution that we cannot come to satisfactorily in the Gemara, Psochim contradicts what? Shabbos. Alright, you either accept both or you reject one. But maybe there's another way here. Maybe there's a totally different way of looking at it. Mishum kushazu, because of this problem of reconciling the two Gemaras, the Sefer Yerayim says that the shear of Gimel Rive meal, 3/4 of a meal, of Bein Hashmoshos, shouldn't be placed after Shkia, but Hein Kodem Hashkia, comes before Shkia. While the sun is still visible. And how, therefore, before you go on, what does Bein Hashmoshos mean? Okay? It is the no man's land between the time that the Shemesh is Al Ha'aretz and the Shemesh is no longer Al Ha'aretz. It's the end of day and the beginning of Shkia. That's the Sefer Yerayim.
When the sun is straddling the horizon.
Yeah, but when the sun is straddling the horizon, but it's still not set.
Yeah.
We all know what the inevitable is going to be. And this is the Sefer Yerayim.
In other words, it's beginning its dip.
Beginning its dip. Or no, it's coming to the end of its dip. Beginning its dip is 12 o'clock.
No.
That's what you're calling Ben Hashmashos.
No, what I'm saying is, as I said, the sun already... We define Shkia or Shkia number one up to this point, where the the very end of the sun has dipped below the
right.
horizon, finished.
Okay.
So what are they saying here? A period of time from here to here, or when the bottom of the sun is already hitting the horizon? The bottom of the sun is hitting the horizon.
Okay. The bottom of the sun is hitting the horizon.
The beginning of sunset?
Which is the beginning of sunset. Okay, that's Beinah Shloshah. That's the,
oh boy.
That's the three quarters of the meal. Okay, it's way
and
up.
And that's tiny.
It's way up. Okay, let's finish up with the next couple of lines. Shemitnei Kushyazu Amru that Gimel Rivei Meal, the three quarters of a meal of Beinah Shemashos, and Kodem Ashkia, comes before Shkia. But Od HaChama Al Haaretz, while the sun is still with us. Uledei Azu, and watch this, according to this opinion, Gam Kodem Ashkia Havei Sofek Laila. What did we define Bein HaShemashos as being? Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. If that's the case, if Bein HaShemashos, according to the Arayim, is before Shkia, 15 minutes before Shkia, now let's use the terminology of Bein HaShemashos. Therefore, 15 minutes before Shkia on Shabbos is what? Is Sofek Yom and Sofek Laila. Why do we go ahead and make sure that we bench Lich the latest 18 minutes before Shkia? To accommodate which Shita? Not Rabbeinu Tam, not the Gaonim, but whom? The Sefer Yoreim. There's where it comes from.
And yet that's the only thing that we seem to be careful about. Women aside.
That is a question in Minhag.
Okay. Guess.
All right.
Women have them coming, I guess.
That's a question in Minhag. A woman goes ahead 18 minutes before Shkia, which is the Bein HaShemashos of what? Of the Urayim, right? We're approaching the Bein HaShemashos of the Sefer Urayim. And she benches Licht. And in the act of benching Licht, she is accepting Shabbos. So she is accepting Shabbos Issa Malacha according to whom? According to the Sefer Yoreim. Then me. Then I go ahead and I drive to Shul the minute she bench Lich. What am I saying? That I am not accepting Shabbos according to the Sefer Yoreim, but I'm accepting Shabbos according to whom? Either the Gaonim or if I'm Satmar, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Now look, do you see this
yeah.
fluidity in one family? In one family. So how do you get to this mishmash? Again, I repeat to you, the very first Gemara that we learned about Mincha Maariv, the Ovid Kemar, if you do it this way, Ovid, you did something correctly. The Ovid Kemar, Ovid, and if you do it like the other one, you go ahead and you do
usually
it.
Usually don't have conflicting Minhagim in the same house.
That's correct. This is
a few cases.
All right, now.
That's built in into halacha. It's not a minhag.
Yeah, it's built in. Now, believe me, that in seeing the totality of the sources, it struck me like a ton of bricks when I came to verbalize this to my own self. I'll accept anyone's psak differently, anyone's formulation differently. I maintain that this is correct. And it goes all the way back to the first Gemara and Brachos over there when it comes to Mincha Maariv. In the times of the Mishnah already, this fluidity, the Ovid Kemar, if you do it this way, go ahead, do it this way. You do it this way, do it that way. Rabbi Yehuda is correct. Rabbanon, who are the Rove and not the Yochid, is correct also. And on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you'll daven Mincha Maariv one way, like Rabbi Yehuda in case you need it. And on Shabbos, you'll daven like Rabbanon, or vice versa, depending on whether you can get a minyan or not. It's an incredible thing. And this is halacha talking. This is not... We're not...
But this goes back to something you said, you also said earlier, is that this whole thing, that here were times that were designed for periods when people didn't have watches or clocks or something. You have to give people an approximately good way where they could make, where somebody who's moderately knowledgeable could make a decision of is it X, Y, or Z? Okay? And that whole nature of giving him a moderately accurate weight, you know, builds inaccuracies into it or fudge factors into it.
You know what I like about what you're saying? Is you're quoting me, but you say it so much better than I do. As simple as that. That's it. All right? There's no question about it.
Only repeating what you said.
But you say it so much better than I do. Let's finish off a couple of lines and say for your aim. And we're on the verge of being able now, with all these shittas, to start from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and go to the end of Shulchan Aruch. Every din that has to apply to Zman, and let's see what happens. We're coming to the beginning of the end of all of our Yesodas. All right? And we're coming to the second Shkia of all the Yesodas. Now we can zip through Halacha. The fourth line of paragraph Vav. Uledeyazu, according to this opinion of the Yoreim, kam kodem hashkia, even before shkia, have a sofek laya. Uledidaho, and according to the Sefer Yoreim, sarich lahafrish mimelacha, you have to cease and desist from working, melacha, uladlikes aneros, and to light candles, man rav kodem hashkia, a considerable time before shkia. But velonis kabla shitazo. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, this shita was not accepted. Except that he says, just hold on. The big of the bigs, the Bach, who is the father-in-law of the Taz, Kosav Sheyesh Lachushla, you better watch out. You have to take into consideration the Sefer Yoreim. Ube'emez, and in truth, Badoros HaKidumim, in the earlier generations, Hayumak Dimim LeKabel Shabbos Kimat Shnei Sha'os called the Malayla. Earlier generations, writes the Bach, it was 2 hours before Shabbos that they made Shabbos. Oh boy, would I love that. They made early Shabbos every single night, every single week. Ashrei Chelkom, says the Aruch HaShulchan, don't tell me whether it was accepted or it wasn't accepted. Ashrei Chelkom, fortunate were those who were able to order their lives on Erev Shabbos, that 2 hours before Shabbos they were mentioned, so that they don't come into Shabbos and they're already dead shmatas like myself, okay, running in the last minute huffing and puffing no matter what. The longer the day is, the more problematic it is. Guys, huffing and puffing, is there anyone who huffs and puffs more than I down to the last minute? Ashrei Chelkom, Kvar Dibarnu Mizeh, we already spoke, says the Aruch HaShulchan, B'simon Reish Mem Beis. You want to take a look at it if you have your Aruch HaShulchan. If you want to borrow it, I'll give it to you. Si'if Hei, and also in B'si'if Reish Nun Vov, Si'if Gimel Ayen Shom, etc. and so forth. The Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef, B'si'if Beis, Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Lo Hevi Rak Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The only Shita he brought of these three is Rabbeinu Tam Utfasol Ikar. And he held, why? Because this is the way he's paskening. How does the Shulchan Aruch pasken? According to whom? According to Rabbeinu Tam, rejecting the Gaonim and rejecting the Yoreim, and finish. But look at the interesting part in terms of what he is saying, that the Minog isn't that way. The Aruch HaShulchan wrote 150 years ago. What's the Minog today?
18 minutes. Not everybody.
What is our predominant Minog in our circles? What's going to talk about? Nothing but the Sefer Yoreim. You know why? Because Nachon Lachush, can you imagine if we held, knowing all of our pressures, if we held like Rabbeinu Tam, if we were consistent with Rabbeinu Tam, you know what time we get to shul? 11 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night. You push, you got another hour. You can't play games. Because as much as we are machmir on Motzai Shabbos, Rabbeinu Tam, if we were to hold Rabbeinu Tam, it's a two-edged sword. We would be mechalel le Shabbos, every single one of us, without question. And therefore, yesh lachush, we have to go and consider das shitas yoreim.